This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Live from the Bills' famous cheese spread studios in the downstairs pub, the welcome home edition of the Blockout Sports Pod is back on the air. From behind the master control desk in the aforementioned downstairs pub, I am your host and moderator for this evening. My name is Travis Carter. Behind me at the whiteboard, a man who I went on a heater like I've never seen at the video blackjack machine this last weekend. He is Mr. Electricity, Whiteboard Jody. Over my right shoulder at the high top table is the big fella, the tuna country, Matt Kempf. And bellied up to the bar is the new king of roulette in the city of Las Vegas, the fabulous one, Freddie Bender.
Put it on number 25.
Now you got enough money to get you a new ACC shirt.
Yeah, that other one's a little tight.
Guys,
and it has a football on it.
Might be a vintage thing for too long after the conference doesn't exist here in a year or two.
I think the general consensus of the four of us is that the trip to Las Vegas was a smashing success. We are going to get into a recap of the highs and lows of that trip as we move forward in the program. Obviously, there's a lot of local news to touch on here with Louisville still going through a coaching search from a basketball standpoint. Some questions surrounding Kentucky and another early exit from the tournament. I want to remind everybody, follow us on social media at Blockout Pod on Twitter, Facebook, search Blockout Sports Pod. I've put a few things up on there from our trip, but I'm going to do a big photo dump that will coincide with the release of this episode tomorrow.
That scares me, man. You guys are like sneaky picture takers. I could be just doing, it's like picking my nose somewhere random and then like...
No, that's Freddie.
Yeah, well, you too, man. I turn around and look at you at one point, and you got your phone down by the table, like taking pictures, and I'm like, oh, no.
No, I was texting, but...
Oh, no, listen to him.
Yeah, that was
taking pictures.
No. I look at one of Freddie's pics, and it's me in front of the limo stand. He's like, Sparky smoking a heater waiting on the limo or something. Bullshit.
I'm pretty judicious about what I post on Facebook because I'm sensitive to that myself.
Yeah, my pictures just stay on my phone.
No nuns on Facebook.
But, we'll get it. We'll touch on that here in a little bit.
Yeah.
So, guys,
Sister Christian,
I thought we would start out before we get into the sports part of this with just. I want to go around the room quickly and ask you guys, starting with Tuna, your favorite thing either that happened in Vegas or that we did in Vegas, or a favorite moment from the 4 or 5 days that we were there. And then we can all just start riffing on that. So, Tuna, I'll start with you.
No, I think hands down, my favorite thing about Vegas, or my favorite experience, was the barbecue restaurant at Binion Steakhouse. When you, for one, I think it was the only place in Las Vegas that actually had wild turkey. For
yes,
two,
you were happy.
Yeah, it was.
We took the monorail there, correct? To
the Sahara, we took an Uber from there down to Fremont Street.
Well, you got to say what happened at the Sahara before we got to Binion.
Well, let's him finish.
Yep. Well, yeah, but
we'll get there.
When there was literally what, 5 options on the menu?
I think that's right.
And you could not change anything or order anything, and if you did, the waitress did not understand. She didn't like that, and she would, I think Travis asked, said, don't worry about bringing the beans, I won't eat them. And she held the menu up and pointed at him. She said, but they're in the picture.
Beans. So,
like, you're getting the beans.
Yeah.
It comes with beans.
Yeah.
You're getting the freaking beans. And I was like, okay.
That's
and
what
of course
it was.
They, of course, they brought the beans out. And nobody ever touched them. And
Carl brings what he brings. And there's beans on there.
The guy running the food, he was a cast member of Golden Child.
He was coming from the sports book, or from the original poker hall down.
I don't know, but he was just dragging like plates of barbecue across the casino.
That was great food. Dude, I ate a lot of corn on the cob.
Yeah, you did.
I don't want to misrepresent the quality of the food to our listeners. Don't go there if you want like a fine barbecue experience, because that it is not. It was serviceable. It was exactly what we wanted. They had the food there in about 9 minutes after we ordered. But it was all about the experience.
Oh, yeah.
And then at the end, tell them
the waitress,
what she said at the end of the meal.
When she brought our checks, and I said, I think we're ready for our checks. And she's like, checks? Is it like multiple checks? And she's like, I wish that you would have told me that from the start.
As she stomped off.
She stomped
and
off.
And I was like, no, it's okay. Like,
just bring it. Just we'll put it on 4 different cards. And it was... All in all, we got a lot of food. We drank. And I think our bill was $35 each, which was the cheapest thing we did all weekend.
Yes. Right. Yeah,
there's... And she had a smile on her face when we left, because I think we tipped her better than anyone else did all day.
Yeah, she probably made more from our table than she had in the combined 8 hours, given the clientele that I saw at Binion's. What was that place called? I'll have to look
it up. I don't know,
up.
Man. Something.
But it's the barbecue place that... basically sits right next to what passes for the sports book at Binion's, which I'm not kidding, is not as nice as my basement. I'm not kidding. And I think I have
looks
more
like the Moose Lodge in Shiloh.
Yeah, I think I have more TVs here than the
there
book.
There was an unlucky blackjack table within shouting distance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was going to get to that.
I'd
like that to be saved for me. Freddie, how about you?
I have to say that this was like, I know UK lost, but you know, all the whole trip thinking of the sports book, I'm going to a sports book, I'm going to watch games. I can't wait to watch this UK game. And to get there, get my jersey on, get ready, have my drink set up. I get in there. I'm like, where's everybody at? And I know that only 2 of us were UK fans that were going on the trip, but it was packed. Everyone was ready. And I see these 2 guys there that are like, hey, we're sitting down. Go Cats. I sat down at the table with them. And I think that probably not the high point, but looking back was pretty funny when I had the whole sports book, knew who the hell I was, all 300, 400 people of them, when I stomped on my jersey and said I'm going to throw it in the Bellagio fountains. And the laughs that I got from everybody at one time was, I don't know, I just, that was something that I'll never forget.
You got laughs from non-UK fans. The UK fans did not appreciate
it. Yeah, yeah. Well, no. Some of them were saying worse things than I was, but I don't think you could hear them as well as you heard me. But no, that was great. Of course, winning at the roulette table at the Flamingo, but finding the roulette table at the Flamingo was a great thing. Finding the Link, which is a great little party area, that was another one of the more fun things that we ended up doing a few times, was go over there and hang out in that area and talk to various people.
I thought Friday watching the games at that sports bar over there was one of the best.
Right, right. And that's how we literally found the Link area that they call the Link. And it's the backside of, like, O'Shea's and Flamingo.
And the Link Hotel. That's why they call it the Link.
So it was that whole area was really fun, and we went there a few more times.
Don't forget about the older gentleman that was in the wheelchair in the sports bar that never moved or made a sound, and they had him dressed to the nines.
Oh, yeah.
And that group of people was just taking him everywhere.
Yeah, they're just rolling him around.
It was a real kind of Weekend at Bernie's situation.
They ordered him food, and the food sat there and was not touched in front of him. He had drink the whole time.
Next trip, we're drawing straws for one of us to be that guy.
Hey, man, I'll sit in that wheelchair the whole time. That's fine with me.
Jody, how about you?
I mean, man, I got a lot. I don't even know which one to pick.
Yeah, I can't name them all, really.
I'm a people watcher.
Sahara?
I need to go day by day. Well, Freddie wasn't leaving the Sahara. We had to drag him out of there. Can I throw two or three in there?
Please.
I think one of the best ones is, you know, Travis is real low-key and mild and chill and... I'm sitting there, I think it was Sunday, and Travis goes, "Hey guys, Matt's at one table, I think Matt or Jerry, and then I'm at one," and he goes, "I'm going to walk over here and put some money in the video poker at the bar and grab a drink." Within 45 seconds, Travis is, it's like a 40-yard dash across the casino towards us. He was like, "Dude, I did $1.25 spins and spit me out a 595 ticket."
Yeah, that was pretty neat. That was pretty neat.
So personally with that, another one was we were downtown at Fremont, and Tuna and Fred were outside already, and Travis and I were meandering, watching, walking out, and they are laughing hysterically in tears, and we walk out, we're, "What the hell's going on?" And we walk up, and I go, "Tuna, what's going on?" He goes, "Oh, just give it a 360. Give her a whirl and look." And then we ran into a nun, and I will let somebody else talk about that.
Well, so here's a funny thing. You walked over first, and I was just kind of taking the whole scene in, which if you've never been to Fremont Street, I think...
Oh, my Lord.
Freddie...
I hadn't.
Freddie called it...
It's Bourbon Street on amphetamines.
Yeah, he said it was Bourbon Street on crack.
Yeah.
And so I saw you guys over there on that one side, and you guys were cracking up, and I kind of took my time, and I walked up to... And I looked, and I kind of looked around, and I looked at you guys, and I said, "Hey, look, there's a nun with her boobs hanging out." And you guys lost it because
right
you
next
all
to
had,
Chucky.
Because you all had been laughing about that for probably 10 minutes.
Oh.
And I came up very deadpan and just said, "Hey, look at that. A nun with her boobs hanging out."
Yeah, jiggling right there. And Chucky with a life-size or larger-than-life-size head on, mask, or I don't know, paper mache. And he had a knife and an axe in his hand.
He was like a miniature... mascot, almost.
It was
like
insane,
a mascot
dude.
Suit.
By the way, the nun was wearing like 9-inch heels, too.
Yes.
Well, I think the thing that I was cracking up about when you guys came out was it the nun? I think that might have been before. It was the lady on the 50-horsepower Rascal.
We missed that.
That was going about 30 miles an hour through the crowd, just weaving in and out. And then on the backside was about a 2-year-old kid just hanging off the back. looking around like, what in the hell is going on?
Yeah.
That it was the most insane
bizarre.
Thing.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
Well, not that this is like a, obviously this isn't a great memory, but this is something I will never forget at Binion's.
I'm glad to be a part of this.
Oh, because I had said.
Next topic.
I had said, like, for the first couple, 3 days, it's very hard at places like Paris and things like that just to find a regular blackjack table. Mm-hmm. Just a not progressive, not double your fun blackjack, just a regular blackjack table. I said, I'd love to go down to Old Vegas or Fremont and find a regular blackjack table. And so we had gone there. We'd done our Fremont Street stuff. We go eat at the barbecue place. We're done. We come out. Right by the barbecue place is a blackjack table. There's 3 seats there. Empty seats.
Well, hold on.
We walked
there,
around.
There was 4
seats. They chose
seats,
that one.
And the reason that there was 4 open seats is because the guy sitting in the middle seat had about $81 bills laid out on the table trying
true.
To get
they
the
had
dealer
to
count it.
I forgot
people
about that.
People just got sick of waiting, so they just
I forgot
got
about
up
that
because
they have to spread the ones out and do all that.
She even asked him, the pit boss was like, do you work at a strip club or something? Like,
no, I'm just at Binion's trying to play some blackjack.
This is all I got.
And so Jody and Tuna sit down and I said, well, I'm just going to sit back and maybe just watch for 3 or 4 hands. Kind of, I like to get the flow of a table, see what it looks like before I sit down.
It's a great strategy.
So these two guys sit down, and for the next 7 to 9 minutes.
Was it that long?
I think it was 7 minutes.
Felt like about 7 seconds to me.
It was 7 to 9 minutes. And
it was a nightmare.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. Between the two of them, there was one winning deal. Everything else was gone. They started with $300 a piece, and that money was gone in 7 minutes.
Instantly.
And I looked at Fred, and Fred was like, what just happened? I said, I've been in Vegas a lot. And I've never seen anything like that.
Never once have I ever. I've played a lot of blackjack. I've never been a part of anything like that. I thought that the night before that at the Flamingo was a rough go. Because I sat down and lost a lot immediately. And I ended up clawing my way back up and then got out of there. And I was like, that was a rough go. That had nothing on what happened at Binion.
Well, there was even one hand that, you know, you play the table and you play it correctly. But I was in a spot that Tuna was to the left of me, and I was like, I could have taken a hit. I was like, what do you want me to do? Because I didn't want to mess his hand up. And he goes, man, at this point, I really don't care. I was like, I'm going to let – because it was coming 10.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you get that card. That's the one hand you hit.
Yeah.
Of course, I lost.
Yeah.
I mean, we lost $600 in 6 minutes.
She had 21. What she had
20 or 21.
21 with
hand.
5 cards.
It was like Vegas vacation when the guy's just sitting there laughing.
4
at
cards.
Clark
I know
Griswold.
She had it like 3 to 4 times.
She had a 5 card 21.
5
once.
Card
Dude,
21.
Yeah, she was getting like 5 card 21s.
And
like,
you were getting 2s and 4s.
I got, 3, 4 straight 16s right when I sat down, and then, like, a 15 mixed in.
And I'll be honest, I got, like, 2 19s and 2 20s during that.
The guy at the bar.
Yeah, right to her 21 that was dealt out on 4 cards.
My first two cards, the first two hands, ace the first card.
Yeah.
Next hand, ace the first card.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nothing.
Shit the bed, Martha.
Yeah.
And she had a mask on, and I think under that mask she was smiling.
Yeah.
But you could not tell.
They called her the Ice Queen.
The Ice Queen.
God, that, I mean,
she
it
came
was...
in and cooled down that whole casino in 7 minutes.
I'm going to blame this on the guy with the ones. The entire thing was on the guy with the ones. Like, that's
and
his
you know
fault.
What's bad about
he brought
that?
Bad karma to the table.
When
nothing
we
was
left,
good
he
that.
Was still there playing.
Yeah.
you throw 3 $100 bills up there, it takes them 4 seconds. But if you throw 86 $1 bills up there, it takes them 5.5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that was funny.
Y'all should have went to the Flamingo. Well, you did.
I was there with you, Fred.
Had you all not went there, Fred would not have done well on the roulette table.
We were at the blackjack table right behind you while you were playing roulette.
We were.
Yeah.
And I really wasn't going there to play. I was going there to watch you all.
Yeah, that's what you said. You were like, I want to watch you all play blackjack. And then, so one we hand. Sat down, we started playing, and then next thing
where's
you know,
Fred?
Like, Fred's disappeared. And then there he is over there raking it in at the roulette table. So that was nice.
I want to thank that father and son that came before me that I just started dumping my chips over theirs. Worked out well.
And credit to the Flamingo for having a great casino atmosphere.
Yeah,
That's probably the best casino atmosphere there in Vegas that I walked into.
I liked it. I'm a fan of it.
And just a word of advice to anybody that's planning on going to Las Vegas in the future. Do not, for the love of God, go to and stay at the Paris. Don't even walk in. Don't even walk in the Paris. Like,
I disagree with that.
I can't.
I think the Paris has one of the best sports books in the whole city.
Yeah, the sports book at the Paris was beautiful. You'll see our pictures online or whatever. And it was fun in there. As far as casino-wise in the Paris, it's a little dark for
little
one
dark.
Thing.
Which I like.
Yeah, see, I like it lit up a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But there is a lot of restaurants and
it's
areas
just people shopping and walking around.
Yeah, drink and not necessarily gamble, kind of.
And it's not really set up for gambling, I don't think.
Yeah, it's not really set up for that. I don't know. When you're up, none of that bot matters.
Yeah, it just had a gloomy atmosphere, I thought. But maybe that you tied that into the fact that I just kept losing all weekend, and it just the overhang of it maybe stuck to me a little bit more.
I mean, the
TVs didn't work. The smoke detectors
didn't
work.
I was pulling for you, Tina.
I liked everything about the Paris except for the fact that the rooms, things kept happening to our rooms. Yeah. Like, I got locked out of my room. I don't even know if you know this. The last morning.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah, I went out to take a walk. I came up. All I needed to do was get in there to get my bags to meet Freddie to go to the airport. And my key didn't work.
God bless.
magnet was out.
And then I had to go back down.
Uh-huh.
And I went back down. Or actually, I went down. I said, hey, my key didn't work. The lady says, well, I think you went to the wrong room. I'm like, I don't think I went to the wrong room.
Really, I'm pretty sure I'm at the wrong
hotel. So I went back up. I scan it again. I come back down immediately. I had to wait in that line again.
God bless. All you do is wait in lines there.
I said, it still didn't work. Then they said, anyway, the battery pack from the key card thing that let you in had gone out on the door. And they had to bring somebody. He had to replace the battery. And then I was able to get my bags.
Like, what are the odds of four of us in four separate rooms? And all our TVs didn't work at separate times.
Yep.
They all broke at different
and
times.
And then I got locked out of my room.
Yeah, it was all.
Jody got locked into his room.
Yeah,
I got locked in my room.
Your smoke detector kept going off.
I called him and I said, hey, the battery's dead on my smoke detector. It keeps beeping. They came up, changed it out. The next night, I get in there. Beep. They replaced the battery with another dead battery.
I think room 1225 that had the beautiful view really didn't have any problems.
You know what view I had?
And
you got the best room of any.
I had
of
a view of a construction site.
I had the same exact view you did.
Yeah, you
I was
did.
Just below you.
Yeah.
But you complained about your clock the first day and mine didn't work. I was like,
nobody's
clocks were off.
Phone.
Yeah.
Nobody's clocks
I'm
just glad the toilet flushed. I don't know. Shower was nice.
Yeah.
But once we figured out how to turn it on.
I like the location there. I like that you can walk basically all the way to the monorail station without ever going outside.
I think there's plenty of other options.
I would not probably stay in the hotel again, mm-mm. But I would go back to that sports
I book. Like the Cosmopolitan because of the balcony. I think it's cool and key to have a balcony. I think that's awesome. Now, it's expensive as hell.
I was just about to say.
But
I would have been
the pool there.
I would have been happy
legit.
To have stayed at the Cosmopolitan.
Right.
But it would have been three times what
we
paid.
Well, I thought they were going to comp me there when I won at the...
They don't comp you for winning, Freddie.
Kidding.
They comp you for
losing.
I should get a hotel.
I probably would
stay
at, because of the Link area, I probably would stay at the
Flamingo.
Flamingo.
Yeah. Well, I would stay at the Horseshoe, which was
and
in
I heard
between.
The pool at the Flamingo's pretty
I liked
fun.
The Horseshoe.
Yeah, that's like in between us and there. And It was lit up and it seemed nice. They and just, it wasn't crowded.
But they just don't have a real sports book.
No, it's boring. No,
but, you know, they have freestanding sports books there down in Vegas where you can go to, and it's just a building that's a sports book. And you can gamble in
those. I think you just we just have different likes.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'll say this.
I think we do.
With where we stayed,
Paris is nice.
I think Paris is really nice. But stay at the Horseshoe if you're going out there, listeners. Stay at the Horseshoe or Flamingo. I've stayed at the Flamingo before, and the Flamingo is one of the top four or five pools.
Right.
If you're in that, especially summertime. But there's casinos good, the Horseshoe Casino's good, and you get to all of them in 5 minutes, and you don't have to go outside.
Right.
See, I think our sports book at the Southern Indiana Caesars is better than the sports book in Vegas at Paris Hotel.
I can't disagree with
that. Oh, well, that's pretty big.
And one thing they have that I think is really cool is blackjack tables that line up on the back. So you can sit there and play blackjack and see the television screen right there.
Yeah, lose $300 every 6 minutes. That sounds like a great idea.
See,
but they've got tables. They've got all those chairs. Everything. It's bigger. I think the TVs are bigger. It's more open.
You'll have to tell me about it because I'm never stepped foot in that dump for the rest of my life.
I don't think you can.
It was a 5 year. I had a 5 year show cause too.
I don't know.
It was a 5 year show.
I hear you, Will Wade.
Just like Kelvin Sampson.
I don't know, man. I think you're more Will Wade.
But so three of the four of us came back with a little bit more than what we left with. Tuna had a tremendous series, not just on the blackjack, a tremendous series of bad beats in the sports book, which may be shading his opinion of the book
because
I cashed about 10 tickets out of there. So I'm probably a little the other way going, man, it's the greatest book in the United States.
I had a great 3:30 a.m. ribeye bone in that was fantastic.
I thought Tuna was mad at me at one point because I was like, oh my God, they're just printing money over here. Look, Tuna, I won again. And he stormed off.
They
were just taking money from me and then transferring it over to you. That's all that they were doing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And then I do want to mention the when we were at the Sahara, one of the funnest things that I thought of as a group.
That overtime, was, double overtime victory.
Jody and I both had Creighton. I had him in three. That was that last anchor leg of three different parlays, and Jody had him too.
That same parlay.
And Freddie had
as my last anchor
had Oregon
as my parlay anchor.
And so we sat there and behind some gaming tables where they had
Sahara
it on TV.
Is a nice casino.
Yeah,
the Sahara. I like that, and I thought it'd be really old, decrepit.
No, that was really.
But
nice.
It was nice.
And so we watched that together and had the highs and lows of. Looked like we were both going to win, and then Fred looking like it's not going to happen.
And then what was happening all the while we're watching the game?
There was a
Magic Mike show that just got let out.
A thousand beautiful women walking past us left and right from the Michael Jackson.
Magic Mike, not Michael Jackson.
No, it was
not. I'm pretty sure those girls were at Magic Mike, buddy.
It was not Michael Jackson.
Either way.
They were all dressed up the same because that's a thing you do, like, Rocky Horror Picture Show, they all dress up as different characters and stuff. Because I Googled it when I got back. Because I was like, why were they all wearing the same outfit? And like they were wearing those sashes that said different things.
I just figured it was the basic.
I wanted to know what it was. And it's like the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
But that bartender from the bar behind us, remember we were watching the TVs over the gaming tables? That bartender walk up and he goes, you're all watching the Magic Mike walk. It was all the girls leaving the Magic Mike show.
Oh, there you go. But we did see Michael Jackson from the Michael Jackson show, which I will put a picture up on our Facebook of that because that was pretty neat too. But anyway, overall, I think everybody had a great time. We got there.
Met
we got
some
back.
Great people.
Oh,
a
yeah.
lot of gambling, a lot of sports talk.
I want to shout out to anybody that we met, that we talked to. While we were there, that might be listening to this episode, Jeremy and what was Jeremy's buddy's name that you watched the Kentucky game with?
That was his brother, wasn't it?
No.
Look just like him.
I said the same thing.
How can they not be related?
That's what first I saw him. I was like, you're all brothers. He's like, no.
No, Jeremy had a brother that was there.
Oh, yeah. The guy I seen.
He watched the UK game in the room.
He was the one that wouldn't come out of his room.
Well, not for the UK game. And, you know, because they looked at me and they're like, this guy's crazy.
Well, shout out to those guys. They were really cool.
Thanks for the table.
And,
I knew I was set for bad karma going out there the minute I got on the airplane and a guy tried to sell me a stuffed taxidermist pig. So that kicked off my
weekend. May be the funniest story from the whole thing, and that was before you even got there.
Yeah.
Some guy tried to come up and ask Travis if he wanted to buy something too. We won't talk about that, but that was a funny experience.
Oh, no. I will talk about that because it was hilarious. It was, I think, the first night we were there?
It was Thursday night.
It was Thursday night.
Just me and you, we were walking down
the road. We're walking through the casino, and this guy just walks over right in the Paris. And he goes, you got any cocaine? And I go, no. And he goes, you want some? And I go, no. And he just kept walking. And I was like, I looked over at Jody, I was like, What was that?
I thought he said, did he also say, you look like you're having a good time?
No.
He said that to somebody.
Two lines. He said, do you have any cocaine? Do you want some? That was our interaction.
Normally you go to Indy and they go, you have tickets? No. You want some? This was, new extreme.
But anyway, it was a great time.